Rosh Hashanah is an ideal time to take the time to think not just about what we've already done or what we want to do, where we really want to go with our lives, but more importantly, to be aware of the living in the present and of the present state of others' lives. It's a time of recognizing the needs of others and accepting our responsibility toward others, fully appreciating the reality in which we live and the important values to build the new year on. This awareness or acceptance gives us the ability to fix the damage from our past mistakes, to plan future behavior, and it allows us, if only briefly, during the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, to live in integrity, although I know we aspire to do that more than 2 days. Everything I know about the Jewish High Holy Days, I learned through the lens of Unitarian Universalism. One of the things that I have learned here is the idea of atonement. In the Jewish tradition, atonement is an act of reconciliation, the desire to make amends or reparations for wrongdoing. This is a time to forgive and to ask for forgiveness. Forgiveness is an act of generosity, both for you as well as the one being forgiven. The word atone, if separated, becomes at one. And that is what happens to people when they forgive each other and ask for forgiveness. It goes like this. Number one, please forgive me. Number two, I forgive you. Number three, I love you. And number four, thank you. I tried some of this when my mother was dying, and I wish I had tried harder. I thought about trying this approach and using it with my ex-boss at Johnson Controls, but I quickly decided I enjoyed not being at one with her. My righteous anger is something I'm not yet willing to give up with her. I clearly have some work to do, but I think all of us do. May the year 5780 bring forgiveness and atonement for all of us, for human, for Unitarian Universalism, for the United States of America, and for the world.